Good evening, everyone. My name is Chuck McLean, the Chief Public Utility Law Judge at the Maryland Public Service Commission. Today is September 27th, or excuse me, 25th, 2024, and it's approximately 7 o'clock. We're conducting a virtual public hearing in case number 9736, which is captioned Spring Valley Solar One LLC's application for a certificate of public convenience and necessity to construct a 2.25 solar photovoltaic generating facility in Carroll County, Maryland. The purpose of this evening's hearing is to provide the public with a brief overview of the project and an opportunity to comment and make me and all the parties aware of any issues or concerns they may have. With that, we'll start. We'll open it up for the public. We've got a lot of people signed up. If I could just ask you to maybe limit your comments to 3 or 4 minutes so we can get everyone through, and I'm happy to circle back and give folks a second or third bite at the apple if they wish to do so. Commissioner Guerin?
Good evening. Sorry, you caught me off guard there. Again, I appreciate everybody's time and thank you for having us. And I want to thank everybody who's online for this. I do have a quick question that it can be answered later, but I'm just curious from the PSC itself, is it more effective to have these people dial in and make comments, or is it more effective to write in comments, or should people be doing both? And if people should be doing both, I think they would understand that. My name is Michael Guerin. I am a Carroll County Commissioner. I'm one of five Carroll County Commissioners representing District 4. And this project just happens to be within District 4 off of Fannie Dorsey Road, a road I'm very familiar with. I just want to reiterate to the planning, the PSC, I mean, you're going to hear a lot of concerns from residents, but I want to remind the PSC of the very obvious fact that Carroll County did pass a moratorium banning solar projects on agricultural land, and we did so for a very good reason, and you heard Commissioner Rothstein refer to those some in the opening statements. But at what point does the PSC recognize that not only has the county banned these on agricultural land, but then the county will be compelled to create restrictions, whether it's fencing, whether it's some of the things that were mentioned by the presenter earlier? Will that cross the line as well? Because that's exactly what we plan on doing. And then the next step will be for the county to reassess some of this land. This land is zoned agricultural. So when you put millions of dollars of solar panels on it, is that now personal property? Will that be taxed at that rate? Property tax rates on agricultural land is very low. This will no longer be agricultural land. This will be industrial land. And the reason I bring these things up is because I just want the PSC to recognize in this particular process, in this particular county, what the county's done and taken steps to address this. We listened to residents and we heard what they had to say. The term community gets thrown around a lot nowadays. These aren't just people in a community. These are people with names, with property, with they've worked hard to have their little residential lots on Fannie Dorsey. They deserve to be heard. But when they spoke to us as county commissioners, we responded a 5-0 vote to ban solar projects, they're not farms, projects on agricultural land. So again, I'll conclude my comments, but I just want the PSC to understand that going forward, this is a unique situation. The county's done its due diligence. But if this is approved, there will be next steps and there will be other steps and steps after that. Not meant as a threat, but we are trying to serve our county residents and we'll have to do everything we can to do so. And we won't be afraid to do so. So I just want the PSC to consider that moving forward. How many lines will we draw? How many steps will we have to take? And please consider that in your deliberations as we move forward. That's all for me. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And just to respond to your question in terms of showing up at hearings virtually or in person versus comments, doing both, I think they're all equally effective, sir. We don't have a stated preference one way or the other.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate that.